You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM and we've got a very special guest in the studio. It's Louisa Nicklin. Morena, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. It's lovely to have you up here today because you've also brought us a brand new track out this morning.
Yes, yes.
What's it called?
It's called Pour It Down.
So this is very exciting. Last time people from BFM might have seen you was performing at Drive Island end of last year.
Yep.
And they will have heard your other fantastic track. Remind us of the name of that one.
That was The Residue.
That was such a huge one for me last year. I think that was probably one of my favourite local releases.
I think it
kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, I think I was driving in my car listening to BFM and it came on and I thought, oh my God, what is this? It's amazing. So it's lovely to have you up in the studio to chat to you about it this morning.
Yeah, thanks.
How did you get your kicks in music originally, Louisa?
I was always kind of into music when I was growing up, and my parents listened to music and played music and things. And then kind of like played in the jazz band and played timpani in the orchestra, you know, that kind of thing through high school. Was definitely like a band nerd. And then went to uni and studied composition, which was really cool. And that kind of really like fired it up, you know, got me excited. Yeah. And I started playing in a band called Moses when I was at uni. And that was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
I want to like...
playing with other people.
Yeah. And then it became like, oh, I want to like do this, but be not just turning up to band practices, not knowing what's going on, you know?
I want to
like run the show.
Yeah. Mm. So how does the composition degree kind of work? Do you get to work on, I presume, writing your own stuff? Or how does it sort of...
Yeah, like once you get past the sort of first year or two where you're just trying to figure out what the hell's going on, you pretty much just get to write your own stuff. And then I did my honours in composition, and that year was pretty much write whatever you want.
Awesome.
And we'll give you a mark. Which is kind of funny.
It is quite funny, yeah.
Yeah, but
it gives you the freedom, though, I guess, to have a lot of time to spend making music as well, which is kind of an awesome thing.
Yeah, so that year was, like, super fun, because before that it was just, like, normal uni time, because I was studying psychology as well, so it was just, like, you know, assignments and, I don't know, exams and
deadlines
stuff.
And not a lot of sleep and that kind of thing. Yeah,
but that honours year was really fun, because it was just, like... just writing music.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So you play the guitar, but you just said you played timpani in the
I don't actually play timpani.
It's pretty cool though. But what kind of instruments do you sort of lean on, I guess, when you're writing?
When I'm writing, like singer-songwriter, it'll be more guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But for like more composition-y stuff, like contemporary classical stuff, I'd say piano would be. But I'm not a very good pianist. It's more just like... something to play on, you know?
Yeah, something to work ideas out on.
Yeah.
So who do you kind of talk to when you're making music? Do you sort of hole away in your room, work on it for ages, and then do you show like one or two select friends? Or do you have a bunch of people that you kind of bounce your ideas off?
It depends on the music. My partner, Harry, I like show him heaps of stuff and like trust his judgment quite a lot because I think he's got good music taste and stuff. So, and he's pretty honest with me, so... yeah, maybe show a few friends, or like if it's like the composition side, sometimes I've got in touch with my old lecturers or something like that if I just need like a bit of extra help. But mostly I kind of just chill by myself.
It's a good way to go, you know. If you trust your own judgment, it's an amazing thing to be able to be like, yep, no, I'm confident in this and I'm happy to be making as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an EP coming out shortly.
Well, yes, I do.
Sort of near future shortly.
In like a month, yeah.
It's very exciting.
It is exciting.
What can you tell us about that?
It's called When Are You Home? Just because I feel like that's something that people say all the time.
Yeah.
To your friends and people you live with and everything, yeah. And it also comes from one of the songs, but it's like a collection of songs that I've been writing for a few years. Like I've just been keen to put this music out for quite a while, but there's just been some barriers and so it's kind of, I don't know, a reflection on the past few years.
Yeah, well that's very exciting. We're going to play Pour It Down now, but before we do, what can you tell us about this track?
Ooh.
How did it come about?
Maybe it sounds a bit emo, but it's kind of like Pour It Down is this idea of like water is a symbol of life. And there's this artist, Tom Hinton, who actually did the artwork for my EP and stuff. He did this really awesome illustration of someone pouring this vase of water out, and it was like a symbol of death. And it's kind of because the water's pouring out. And yeah, and the song kind of centers around someone that's at the end of their life. So it's, yeah, kind of
pretty
that
amazing
sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, Louisa, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. If people want to come and see you play live and maybe hear that new EP, when are you going to be performing it?
I will be performing with Baby Teeth on the 5th of March at Wine Cellar. So come along. It will be great.
It will be fantastic. Let's have a listen to this track now. Pour It Down by Louisa Nicklin. You're on 95BFM.
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.